7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, so are you ready? Are you getting in here? All right. Hello, it's 1930 UTC, and that means you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm sitting here, and the cat just jumped into the kitty business pit, and we're trying to watch a movie. What are we watching? Ha, 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 ha. Oh. This is a very dramatic entrance.
Welcome to Sherwood, my lady.
Oh, it's Robin Hood.
What, Sir Guy? No greeting from you? Why, that's curious. I've often heard that you'd give me a warm welcome if ever we met again.
You're going to commit this insolence without even...
Fighting? I'm afraid he has no choice, my lady.
Well, I have, you impudent rascal.
Yeah, you impudent rascal.
My lamb, my honeysuckle.
Be still, Bess.
Besides, we've nothing but the most peaceable intentions, have we, men?
We only want to stroke his pretty neck.
See? Well, let's away.
Yes. Let's away to the cow pasture so I can tell you about all the weird things that happened to me last night. Or really, it was only one weird thing. Well, there was some halfway weird things and there was some other kinds of weirdness, including what I thought was a big car accident outside my house or up the street or somewhere nearby. I heard this at 2:35 a.m. There was this big ka-chunk. It sounded like large chunks of metal hitting each other. I don't know what it was, but anyway, I was going to go outside and look for something like evidence, but you know, I never heard sirens, no emergency vehicles ever showed up or anything, and I can't go outside right now because it's way too damn hot. So, I'm sitting here in the kitty business pit with my cat, who was also being weird this morning. Why were you being such a weird baby? Anyway. Weird cats, that'll happen sometimes. So anyway, here's the really weird thing that happened to me last night. What time was this? So this was probably, you know, right around 1:45. It's about 1:45 a.m. And I was sitting here, right here where I'm sitting now, and I was drinking some tea, just like this. Oh yeah, so good. Mm. And it was delicious gingin mate, just like I'm drinking right now. And I decided I needed to watch some TV. Good tea. Good cows. Yeah, so here I was sitting. It was 1:45 a.m. And I thought, okay, I gotta watch something and try to go to sleep. It was late at night. It was time for me to go to bed. I needed to watch something that would be relaxing and interesting to watch and blah blah blah, so I decided on some motorcycle racing. So I was looking for the latest motorcycle racing business, and yeah, okay, here's Moto 3 from the Australian Grand Prix. I thought, oh, I'll watch that because, you know, I don't tend to pay enough attention to some of the lower divisions of MotoGP racing, and so I thought, yeah, that'll be a good one. Plus, it's only about 45 minutes long. That'll give me just enough time to chill, mellow out, and I'll be tired after that. I'll be sleepy, and so I can go to bed, and blah, blah, blah. So I started watching this race, and it was a good race. Lots of good motorcycle racing action. And I was enjoying it. And I thought, I was thinking, well, this is a pretty good race. I should watch more of Moto 3. And I was just sitting here, drinking some tea, and watching the motorcycle racing when I noticed something very odd. Well, we were about, I don't know, halfway through the race. We were halfway through the race, and it was a sketchy race. A lot of guys crashing out. Like half the field crashing out before the end of the race was over. So this was a race of attrition. And like I said, about halfway through or getting sort of towards the end of the race, I noticed a guy who was racing that I didn't notice before. And I didn't notice him before because he was way at the back of the pack. He's the slowest guy. He's the guy in last place. And you don't notice the guy in last place because, you know, there's a good, 30? Well, let me think. There's like 30 guys start the race. But there's only room for about 20 names on the running order, the list of guys in the race and what position they're in. Okay? So if you are at the back of the pack, if you're the last guy running in the race, you're never going to show up on the list that's on screen that tells the viewers what position all the drivers are in, right? That's why I didn't notice this guy. We had to be halfway or two-thirds of the way through the race to allow enough people to crash out of the race, and we're talking a dozen guys crashing out of the race, and now this guy's name is showing up on the list of people, you know, still in the race, because now there's only like 21 guys left in the race, and so the guy in the back, the guy who's last, he's now showing up on the leaderboard. Although he's the last guy on the leaderboard. He's the last guy on the leaderboard. He's the last guy in the race in the lowest category of MotoGP racing. Now, why is this significant? There's my cow. Why is this significant? Well, the guy's only significant for his name. For his name and his number. This is why I noticed it to begin with. Now you might be wondering, so Tobe, are you going to tell us his name or not? And the answer is not. I don't know this guy's name. I only know the first three letters of his last name. The first three letters of his family name. And you can probably guess what they are by now. What was this name at the bottom of the list during the motorcycle race? If you guessed Tobe, you are correct. So here's a guy named Tobe. He's in last place. So now I have to watch the race. Now I'm glued to the race. I was only sort of partially watching it. In general, I wasn't really focusing on particular guys or anything. I just sort of... But now I have a reason. Now I have a reason to pay attention. There's a guy named Tobe. He's running last. They showed the interval. There was like 8 laps to go. They showed the interval to the leader. The first 17 guys in the race were all within 2 seconds of each other. And then there was 2 guys who were 30 seconds behind the leader. And then there was my guy, 45 seconds off the leader. And a good 42 seconds off the pace. Oh, Tobe was 45 seconds behind, but somehow still on the lead lap. That's the best thing. Motorcycle laps are long. This is a big track. So he finishes on the lead lap. Yes. A guy named Tobe. And what number is he? He's number 27. Of course he's number 27. It's one of my favorite 2-digit numbers. Oh, it's a good number. I like that number, huh, Peppa? It's a good number for babies, too. You're a baby. Yeah, so the race ended, and my guy came in last. And I couldn't have been more proud because he got paid. He got paid. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tub, he came in last. How could he have gotten paid? Well, yeah. Don't forget, half the field crashed out. So there was really, you know, about 14 or 15 guys who finished after him, technically speaking, because they didn't finish the race. So a guy named Tob. What could his last name be? It's probably Tobolowski or something like that. A guy named Tob is doing a very Tob thing. This guy named Tob decided that he was going to become a professional motorcycle racer. And so he did. And he's in the lowest. Moto 3 is the lowest level of MotoGP racing. You know, you start in Moto 3, and if you do really good and attract enough attention of other teams and sponsors, maybe you can move up to Moto 2. And if you do well enough in Moto 2, maybe you can attract enough attention from the big, big teams and the big, big, big sponsors, and you can move up to MotoGP. Yeah, the Premier League of motorcycle racing. But no, my guy named Tob is the slowest guy at the lowest level, but he's still getting paid. He got money to run in a motorcycle race that he probably couldn't even afford to run in to begin with. And his pit crew, his pit manager is telling him, do not wreck. This is the only motorcycle we have. Do not crash. Do not push the motorcycle beyond its limits. Do not, do not, do not. And Tob is probably going, well, I thought I was supposed to race. No, just finish the damn race so we can get some money. Oh, okay. I understand now. Vroom, vroom, vroom. I want a motorcycle. I want to go motorcycle racing. I am not allowed. None of these cows are going to let me ride a motorcycle. And that kind of annoys me.
Elevator gone up. In the gleaming corridor of the 51st floor. The money can be made if you really want some more. Executive decision, a clinical precision. Jumping from the windows filled with indecision. I get good advice from the advertising world. Treat me nice, party girl. Pause like refreshers in the corridors of power. When top men need a top up long before the happy hour. Your snakeskin suit and your alligator boot. You don't need a long neck, you can take it to the vet. I get my advice from the advertising world. Treat me nice, Mr. Body Girl. Go get blind where there isn't any. So free, man, free. Coca-Cola advertising and cocaine. Strolling down the Broadway in the rain. I read it in the paper, they're crazy. Yes, it's your life. Maybe so, in the White House. I know, all over Berlin. They do it for years, and in Manhattan. Coming through the door is a snub-nosed 44. The barrel can't snort, it can spatter on the floor. Your eyeballs feel like pinballs, and your tongue feels like a fish. You're leaping from the window saying, don't give me that life. Coquette life. Advertising world, or treat me nice with the party girl. Cook at life, where there isn't any. So freeze, man, freeze. Hit the deck.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef.
Yeah, they always forget the banana beef. All the beef listings in the world, and you rarely ever find banana beef. These cows are mad. All right, so we heard Coca-Cola by The Clash. And I do get good advice from the advertising world. Oh, beef. It's what's for dinner. Well, I tell you, I've got a pretty casual and lazy day lined up for myself today. It's too damn hot to do anything outside, and so I'm going to be hanging around indoors. Maybe I'll do some simp stuff. Maybe do something with the little thing I made on Synth Battle Royale last night. Boy, if you missed Synth Battle last night, you missed another good one. It is in the archive. It's in the archive if you want to hear it. Just go to nonradio.net/archive. No, wait. I think you go to... You know, I don't know where the archive is for the Synth Battle. It's somewhere on the Anon Radio page. You either go to DJs or show, click on shows, and then it's... I don't know where it is. You'll find it. Anyway. Seems like there was something else I was going to do today, but now I can't remember. Maybe it's brand some cows. I was thinking of something last night. See, that was the whole problem. I was thinking about something, and then I got distracted by some guy named Tobe riding motorcycle number 27 in last place in the big motorcycle race. He got paid. Did he get any points? I don't know. That I don't know. I don't know how the points are distributed. But in last place, probably not. Unless it's NASCAR style, then yeah, he did. But I don't know. I just don't know. Oh, I don't know anything.
Say it again, pain. I suppose it never occurred to you that while we're chanting here so enjoyably, a decision is being made by the President and the Joint Chiefs in the war room at the Pentagon. And when they realize... Do you recall what Clemenceau once said about war?
No, I didn't think I knew that, yeah.
He said war was too important to be left to the generals. When he said that, 50 years ago, he might have been right. But today, war is too important to be left to politicians. They have neither the time, the training, or the inclination for strategic thought. I can no longer sit back and allow communist infiltration, communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
Yeah. Oh my god. So yeah, guess what was on TV last night? That's why we had to listen to Depeche Mode. That's right, we heard Depeche Mode, Strange Love. That should give you some clue as to what movie I watched on TV last night. After Lolita. That's right. Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. And I do love the bomb. So, yeah, apparently it was Peter Sellers' night last night, except we didn't have to watch any Inspector Clouseau. So we had Lolita, and God, Sellers is just sick and twisted in Lolita. And I just, steals the show. Oh, so great. And then, of course, Dr. Strangelove. Three roles for Peter Sellers. Always, always hilarious. Dr. Strangelove has been on TV a number of times in the last 10 days or so. Is it Kubrick month on TCM? Where's Barry? No, we're not even going to go there. I think I'm going to forego the standard Stanley Kubrick rant. Well, apparently this guy wants to hear it. You want to hear the Stanley Kubrick rant? Yeah, maybe I'll tell the cows later. So I don't feel like doing it right now. I gotta figure out what I'm gonna eat for lunch.
Beef stroganoff. Beef. Bourguignon. Irish beef stew. Beef brisket. Chateaubriand. Sauerbraten. Roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico.
And who are you?
I'm Riff Randall, rock and roller.
Shh.
Blitzkrieg Bop by the Ramones. Sometimes you gotta give Riff Randall what she wants. And what she wants is the Ramones. Luckily, we got a lot of Ramones on the jukebox here in the bowling alley where I'm sitting now. waiting for the next episode of Bowling for Cows to start. Yeah, they'll probably bring the cows in here any second now. And then we're going to be bowling for cows, because everybody wants to win a cow. And I just remembered one of the things I was thinking about last night that I was going to tell you. I need some plastic tubes. I need some transparent plastic tubes, maybe acrylic. They don't have to be very thick. The wall thickness can be, you know, just a couple of millimeters, but they got to be crystal clear, and the inside diameter has to be big enough to accommodate a golf ball. Because I've thought of a way I could display my golf balls. I could just get some clear tubes and put the golf balls in them. Then I could put the tubes up on the walls or something. And that way I could have little golf ball rainbows in various places in my house. So where am I going to get clear tubes? And if there's one thing I know, getting large diameter clear plastic tubes, they're extremely expensive. Ugh. So anyway, it's sort of a good idea. It's a good idea. Like if I was rich, I would say, yeah, I need some tubes for golf balls. I gotta go through my golf ball collection. My colored golf ball collection is getting ridiculous. And I'm not even saving all the good ones. I've got two dozen out in the garage that aren't clean, that I'm not adding. They're just orange, red. We can talk about golf balls on another episode of The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I'm out.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.